everyone, and welcome to episode 0 of Did You Have To?
The podcast, I've already messed up. The podcast where we watch our favorite animes, bad adaptations? Is that what we agreed on? I feel like we've been corrected already, but bad adaptations.
Bad adaptations.
Oh, God. We can totally redo it if you want to.
Oh, no. It's episode 0. I feel like there's going to be, like, you know, we can do better on episode 1.
Yeah, I agree. But hi, guys. Welcome.
Welcome. So I'm Kate.
And I'm Lanisha.
And yeah, we're going to talk about live action animes and some of the atrocities that have come our way. And some of the good ones, too.
True. We might find a good one. We might actually find one that we like.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to happen, but I have hope. A little bit of hope.
I guess we should talk a little bit of how it got started. And it's a super simple story.
Twitter.
Yeah. Lanisha posted a really terrible gif of Dragon Ball Evolution.
Yes. Very cringy, very 2009. God, that movie, I hate it so much. But I basically said that there will never be anything worse than Dragon Ball Evolution. And I still stand by that.
I want to know if that holds up.
I have been yet to be proven wrong. Granted, at this time, I still have not seen Ghost in the Shell. So
I think that Death Note is also a little bit up there in the badness category as well.
Yeah, like the trash pit fire of garbage live action anime, and it's just, I mean, you wrote a paper about it too. Like from that, you commented, and then we like kind of spiraled down a rabbit hole. Like, dude, I would totally make a podcast with you talking about bad anime live action movies.
Yes.
And then they kind of morphed into us like almost kind of being on a quest to find the good ones also.
Yeah. So like, I think like what we're gonna end up doing is, and I think using your statement of Dragon Ball, I'm not even gonna call it DB because that's not even, no. Mm-hmm. I'm putting some shame on that. Dragon Ball Evolution, is it the worst? Our first episode is going to be on Dragon Ball Evolution, and that's going to be our litmus test for worst.
Uh-huh.
And we'll arrange everything else around it.
Yes, I am excited because, I mean, just as much as I love anime, I feel like there's a lot of live action anime movies that I still haven't gotten to. Like there's the Tokyo Ghoul one, which I hear mixed reviews on. I never thought I would watch the Death Note, American Death Note, but you know, that apparently. And as you guys know, like, I feel like within like 20, we came up with this whole idea within 24 hours. And then within those 24 hours, we both came to the realization of like, oh God, we have to actually watch the movies we thought we would never watch. So we have gotten ourselves into quite the pickle, but we're going to soldier on.
Yep.
For science, and we want an excuse to talk about anime with each other.
Pretty much, and I think, and the good thing is too, is we will be live tweeting like we did with our Dragon Ball Evolution, all of our watches, so you can follow down this garbage laden path with us.
Yes, join us on our trail to hell. We want help, and we want a community to suffer with us. But you know, we have fun because we have drinks too. So.
Exactly. Like, Lanisha came up with an amazing Dragon Ball sunset, which we had, or sunrise.
Yeah, sunrise, Dragon Ball sunrise. It was really just a tequila sunrise, but I just like coming up with, I just like coming up with fancy names related to anime for our drinks. So that's something you guys can look forward to, along with our live tweets. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, we also want to hear from you guys and get suggestions for what else we should be watching, if there's any. Maybe there's a good live action anime out there that we should watch. I still don't know, but I mean, maybe somebody does know. We should check it out. Or is it so bad that it's good?
Ooh, see, I haven't even thought about that. Like, what if we hit one that is such like Batman? I don't know if you like Batman or Robin, but I like Batman and Robin. It's a terrible Batman movie, but that's what makes it a good Batman movie.
Are we talking about the Bat Nipples Batman?
Yes, Bat Nipples Batman.
You know, it's a good one. It's terrible because it makes no sense. Why are you adopting this child that is actually a full-grown man from the circus?
Yeah, and Yeah.
Nothing makes sense. And the Batman credit card. But let's not get into the Batman because this isn't a Batman podcast.
Exactly. But it is an anime podcast. And I know for me, the most, like, I don't really, like, this was honestly, like, we're going to be coming out of the gate with the one that I didn't want to watch again out of everything. So I'm glad we got that out of the way. But what I'm really interested to see is, I know one of the ones I want to do is at least one of the Rurouni Kenshin movies. Because I loved that anime. Like, I guess my anime watching life was shaped by Toonami. And I've heard, or at least I've read some good things about it. Because it's a Japanese adaptation. I think that's another thing we'll take into consideration. Like, is it a Japanese adaptation or is it an American adaptation or a U.S. adaptation? Because I think it's going to shift it really largely.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to say it now. I don't think America does a good job with Japanese anime adaptations to live action movies. I've yet to be proved wrong, because the track record I have so far in my head is Death Note, Ghost in the Shell, and Dragon Ball Evolution. I would really love it if they would stop. Just leave it alone. Just stop. Especially, I think our most biggest pet peeves revolve around, like, source material not being used properly. And what else? Oh, casting is always terrible.
Whitewashing.
Quite, quite terrible. Sorry, there's something in my throat. But no, so casting, even, and it always baffles me, we have so much money. And I'm like, where did you put this money? Yeah. What did you do? And the CGI is terrible. It's just,
like, have at least one good, and I think, so I know that you came up with this piece, like, we're going to try and find at least one thing that we can say positive about all these movies as
we
well.
We have to. as a disclaimer, guys, we're not trolls, we're not trolling, like, we're not being, just shitting on things. However, we're calling bad what is bad. We are critiquing, we are being honest, we're not going to try and sugarcoat it. So, but... Oh, yeah, we have to say one nice thing, because that's like a rule your mom always gives you. Say one nice thing about someone or find something.
Yeah, so, find something nice.
We will try. We cannot make any promises, but I will try.
I'm going to try very hard.
I'm not going to try that hard. I'm going to be like, it gave me an hour and a half of something to do.
I got to drink alcohol.
Yes. I mean, and I'll even share it because I think during our first live tweet, I'll share it in the first episode, but we even did like some polls. So I think that's something else we can work into the podcast, whereas like I did a poll and we have the results in for what you guys thought about who would win the fight. Coachella Fist, a.k.a. Tinfoil Fist versus Goku from Dragon Ball Evolution. I will reveal the results in the... episode one, because I'm still baffled. I didn't want to choose anybody.
You have to. If you put it in a poll, you have to choose it.
I didn't pick anyone. I'm surprised people made their choices when they made them. I'm just like, they're both terrible, but people still made their choices. So, yeah, you guys will hear the results for that, and then maybe we'll come up with more like that.
I think that's a good thing. And we will also, I guess we should probably say where they can find us, where it's going to be on butwhythoughpodcast.com. And then we will also be uploading it to, you know, your usuals, Apple, iTunes, iTunes, Google, all those things. And you'll actually find it underneath But Why Though the Podcast as of right now, until we get a little bit more in the groove and we can put it in its own RSS feed.
Yeah, we're new at this, guys, but we're getting the hang of it as we go. I mean, you have to give us credit. We literally came up with this idea, the outline, and Kate made the graphics within 24 hours. We're efficient as hell. We're hella efficient.
Hell, yeah, we are. Actually, thinking about it like that, I'm like, damn. Oh,
we did a lot.
I love you already.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same. We are going to be an unstoppable team of criticizing anime together. Well, adaptations together. But yes, I enjoy it and I look forward to it and I hope you guys look forward to it too.
Awesome. Well, I think we can call it a wrap. I guess make sure you send us in at, wait, did you have to, DHYT. Yeah. So at DHYT underscore pod on Twitter, let us know if you have any that you're thinking about. We haven't set up our schedule as of now. And if there is anything you really want us to check out, tell us.
Yeah. Because so far, I want to watch Attack on Titan.
Ooh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Mostly because I like feeling stressed. And yeah, that's the most perfect live action movie. But I hear it is terrible. But I'm going to watch it.
I've heard a few things about it.
Yeah, not to mention, like, how many people died making that movie. That still freaks me out. I don't know.
What?
I think they said people actually died making the movie. Like, there was one of the main actors. Like, they were doing the stunts, and I think someone died. I will have that. I'll find a fact on that soon. And we will.
Holy crap. Okay. To be continued.
Yeah. To be continued. Sorry to leave you with that. Somebody go Google it.
Okay, so you can find me at Oh My Mithrandir on Twitter.
Yep, and you guys can find me there also at LA underscore NEY underscore SHA. That is Lanisha. Yeah, find us over there just trading Vegeta gifts with each other.
Pretty much. We do that. Usually what it is.
Or Waltakoi. Yeah, that too.
Ooh, yes. What if they did a Waltakoi live adaptation?
I would watch that. I would watch the hell out of that.
I want a series, though, because I want it to go on for like a really long time.
At least give us 4 seasons. I think that's reasonable enough.
Because I think once only hits 5, it's usually going towards that like downhill type stuff. So
right for syndication. Yeah. Somebody over in Japan, you're listening to this. I know you are. Just make it happen. Thanks.